think it's important for CNG students to get to know themselves, because when people know themselves, they can help other people by being themselves and by doing what they do best, and they can get to know each other better if you know yourself first. It's they can do it by making personality tests, by taking personality tests, and by doing things that they like, or by trying new things and seeing what things they don't like and what things they do like. I think it's very important to be aware of sex, romance, social issues, fears, and frustrations, because by being aware of all these issues, they can help you face other things and they can help you live your life. For example, with romance, you teenagers at this age especially, they are very concentrating, wanting a boyfriend or girlfriend and stuff like that, and they sometimes get distracted by other things. And romance can lead to sex, which has to be done in a very safe way, and preferably not to be done at this age. And that can cause social issues with other people and stuff like that. And it could also give you fears and stuff. And sometimes with these type of things, socially, your teenagers are really afraid of what other people think about themselves, about what other people think about them. And that can be frustrating sometimes, because when you're trying to get to know yourself, that can really challenge you, because you're always trying to impress others. So, and that can also be a fear that maybe you're scared that you won't be what people want you to be. But the truth is, if you're aware of all these things and you know what these cause, then you can like work on them, and you can work to figuring out who you are instead of trying to please others. I think other generations in the future are going to face some challenges with technology, because as we know, technology is advancing in a very high rate than before, and it's causing a lot of changes in our society, especially between teenagers. People from my generation are really, sometimes they're really obsessed with the internet, with what's going on the net, with what they're doing, and they feel the need to show everyone what they're doing. So in the future, I believe that could be worse, I believe that problem could be worse, and that there will be way much more technology than today, and that could be a bad thing, especially if you're trying to get to know yourself, because today, my generation, we are posting things on social media that are things that we think people would want to know, and this problem is sometimes only getting bigger. So in the future, I believe that would be a bigger problem, and it, as I said before, it could really affect the people and the teenagers, especially if they don't know themselves, because they're going to find themselves doing things to please people that they don't even know. I think one of the three habits that I will improve in is probably thinking more about myself than other people, because that's a really big issue for me. There's some times in which I forget to take care of myself because I'm taking care of other people. So I think that will be one of the habits that I will improve once I start learning about the comfort zone. Another habit that I want to improve is being, you know, not as such of a private person as I am, because that sometimes hurts me more than it hurts other people. And And another habit that I could get better at would be helping others. Sometimes I really like helping people, but I am limited to the things and the environments that make me comfortable. So if I learn how to get out of my comfort zone and how to experiment more, then I will be able to help other people in environments that don't make me that comfortable. But the end result will be the same, and that will be helping others.